Happy Sunday. I'm Jevy Ebanks with a look at your latest local news.
The Ottawa Senators select from London in the OHL, Jackson Cover.
Cayman Islands' very own Jackson Cover made history this weekend, becoming the first Caymanian-born player ever drafted into the NHL after going 32nd overall in the Ottawa Senators. The milestone follows a strong season with the London Knights, where his development and steady play pushed him into the first round territory. Cover's selection marks a major step forward in his professional journey.
I'm just most proud of how hard I've worked and just the progression I've made in such a short span of time, and I credit a lot of it to my hard work, but I credit a lot of it to my family, just putting me in the situations they put me in and just give them the opportunities they've given me their whole life, and I really credit them for everything.
For the Cayman Islands, it's a landmark moment. Cover's achievement broadens the nation's sporting identity and inspires youth athletes, showing Caymanian talent can reach its highest levels of global sports. His draft day was more than personal success, it was a national milestone. In other local news, the Health Services Authority is reminding the public of temporary pharmacy closures this weekend as the pharmacy department carries out its mid-year stock-taking exercise. Today, the Smith Road Pharmacy will close for stock-taking, and prescriptions can be filled at the Anthony Eden Hospital from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. The HSA says the temporary closures are necessary to ensure accuracy and efficiency in its pharmacy operations, and thanks the public for their understanding. For more information, the public can call 949-8600 or visit hsa.ky. In other health news, following World Blood Donor Day, the Cayman Islands Blood Bank has launched a redesigned website aimed at improving access to donation information and appointment scheduling. Through bloodbank.ky, residents can learn what to expect before and after donating, registering as platelet donors, and apply to host community blood drives. The Blood Bank is urging O positive and O negative donors to book appointments, as supplies are especially important during hurricane season. The service needs around 200 units each month and has collected 710 units so far this year. This year's donor recognition honors the late Peter White, who began donating in 1967 and gave 81 units over his lifetime, a contribution the HSA says reflects the profound impact of long-term donors. Your newscast today features a conversation with CUC CEO Richard Hugh. Mr. Hugh talks about hurricane preparedness and readiness on the part of the power supplier and its impacts on the communities.
Yeah, well, we have been preparing in earnest for hurricanes since Hurricane Gilbert in 1988, which coincided with me joining. I'd only been the company for a couple of months, actually. And following that hurricane, there was a study done as to what the impacts of a Cat 5 hurricane would be on Grand Island of Grand Cayman. And it predicted 8.5 to 10 foot tidal surge, etc. So we started at that time building all of our facilities above that floodplain. We started strengthening the transmission distribution network, and we continue to do that today. We have projects going on right now where we're putting all of the transmission lines in the corporate area between our plant, Georgetown, 7 Mile Beach, South Sound. It's all going underground. In particular, this building, the radio station, etc., will be served from underground transmission. So following a hurricane, that should reduce the downtime and make our restoration a lot quicker, because we don't have to worry about the transmission lines. All of our buildings, the critical buildings, are being built to 200-mile-an-hour standards. And that's what we do over time. It's very expensive to do all of this in a short period of time, but we have standards of resiliency that we continue to build over time and build a stronger grid and generation facilities. Then on an annual basis, a very important part of our program and keeping our overhead lines up is the tree trimming, the vegetation management. And that's something that we have seen a big difference over the past decade. We have been approaching this in a more methodical manner and ensuring that all the lines are clear. This is very important, particularly even for tropical storms, which we get a lot more tropical storms and less of the major hurricanes that impact us. But those tropical storms are strong enough not to blow our lines down, but to break trees, and the trees then come down on the lines and it takes the lines down. So last year and the year before, we had a few tropical storms and we performed well with them, a lot of it because of our vegetation management. And we know it's not popular. From time to time, we have customers that say, I don't want you touching my trees, but it's a public safety issue and obviously a hurricane issue. The trees create significant damage to our transmission and distribution lines.
That's your latest local news. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday and do be sure to tune in to our evening broadcast for a special featured conversation with the namesake of the Radio Cayman building, now named the Loxley Banks Broadcasting Center, as he reflects on the importance of seafarers.